Good afternoon, Consolidated Coding.
Hey, Malai?
Yes.
Hi, this is Hashim with Cardiff. How are you today?
Good.
Good. So I spoke to underwriting. They did ask me for a couple extra things. I'm not quite sure if you know. Do you know if how many vendors he's getting it from, or if they're all from the same vendor, any of that information?
It's not. It's going to be multiple.
Okay, so it's multiple different vendors?
Yes. That's okay. Why we didn't really, I think I put multiple on the application.
Yeah, I did see that. So it is going to be, all three of the pieces are from different vendors?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, okay. And then do you know...
If it's like two or three.
Two or three vendors, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know the names of the vendors?
I think one of them is the Paint Project.
Paint Project. The Paint Project, okay.
We do business with them already.
Oh, okay, good. Did you guys have any quotes for any of these at all?
I don't think Jeff has done that yet.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, because I remember he said he didn't. But do you have like a rough estimate of how much each piece is going to cost?
Jeff, Mike, can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks, hold on.
Yeah.
Is there usually, you guys like get together once a quarter and kind of go over the finances and kind of start seeing what you want to do with it, or is it just, okay, once a quarter, perfect. All right, well then, I'll shoot you an email with...
Hashem?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Well, good.
So I spoke to underwriting. They just had a few questions, if you can take care of them for me. They're pretty quick. So you're getting the pieces from different vendors, correct?
Correct.
And Malai already told me one.
Who they are?
Yeah, the Paint Project.
The Paint Project.
Uh-huh.
New England Metal Finishing.
New England Metal Finishing.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And Parker Ionics.
Parker Ionics. Okay. And you didn't have quotes for any of the pieces, right?
I have a quote for the blasting machine from 2014.
From 2014.
And he's trying to get me an updated, the price has gone up since he proposed it last. He's trying to get it for the same price for me.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's holding off. He said he'd get me a proposal today. I was just on the phone with him.
Oh, okay, great.
So he said he'd get me a proposal today. The one from the Paint Project is really kind of a... They're not going to really give me a proposal. It's a kind of a stock item that they're just ordering from somebody else.
Okay.
It's a conveyor chain.
Got it.
And we need another, I think it's 210 feet at, it's somewhere around $40 a foot.
Per foot, okay.
Yeah, so it's a little over $8,000 to them. And...
that's for
it's going to be somewhere between 11 and 12 to the New England Metal Finishing, and I haven't even told Parker Ionics that I want to buy another gun.
Oh, okay.
I can get that proposal probably pretty easily.
Okay, great. So, you know, whenever you
that's
can
that's going to be around 5,000.
Around 5,000, okay.
So we're 17. We're more. We're going to be closer to 25, I think, before we're done.
Closer to 25. Okay. So for the Paint Project, you said for the conveyor chain, how much would it be around?
It's about $40 a foot.
Right.
And I think we need either 209 or 210 feet, so.
209 to 210 at
40. Very approximate. 40. So around $8,400.
Okay. So around $8,400, that's for the conveyor chain. And
yep.
Then the New England one was for the, was that for the
that's
cabinet?
That's the blasting cabinet. That's going to be somewhere between 11.2 and 11.9.
Okay, so 11.2 to 11.9.
And hopefully I'll find that answer out today.
Okay, great.
And
Parker Ionics, you said it's going to be
Parker
around
Ionics, I don't know, but it's about $5,000.
About $5,000, okay. Okay, great. And All right, good. That's actually a pretty good amount of information that I needed. And did you already look into financing for equipment elsewhere, or is this the first place you're looking?
Well, you called me at a timely.
Perfect.
My first, you hit me at a good time. I was going to go back to Bank of the West because they have all my info, and I thought it would be simple.
Right.
But I'm a small business. I like guys that hustle, and you called me at the right time. So,
Appreciate that. Appreciate
I
that a
do
lot.
need to know what the rate's going to be.
Yes, absolutely. But
I
so
do want to make sure that you've been easy to work with, so I would like to give you the business, but it does need to be competitive. So.
absolutely, completely agree with you, of course. I'm gonna go ahead and get back to underwriting, see what
Okay.
they tell me, but I'm pretty sure that they're gonna want those proposals when they come in. So when they do, if you can please email them to me,
Sure.
just so I can shoot them over to them, and then they can get that process started for us.
So on the chain, I don't know if I can get a proposal really. What do you want me to do there? You want me to.
If you can get
I'll
me
see
the,
what I can get. Maybe I can.
yeah, if you can get, or like the just the exact cost of whatever it's going to be, or something along those lines.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, and then just whenever that comes in, just go ahead and shoot me an email, or you can give me a call, whatever you want, and then we'll move from there.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good, Jeff. Good talking to you, man.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.